This is regional news coverage from the KBI newsroom. I'm Lucas Hudson. Following last night's Columbia City Council meeting, businesses will face continued restrictions on how they can advertise in their windows. KBI's Andrew Nichols was at the meeting and tells us more.
The council voted to renew a temporary ban on lighted window signs with moving text for 3 more months. Supporters of the temporary ban say the signs are not aesthetically pleasing and the moving text could distract drivers. The council originally placed a 6-month moratorium on the signs in October, intending for city government to draw up more permanent plans for the signs during that time. But the city still has not come up with a permanent plan. The 3-month extension of the ban will give the city more time to decide what to do. But 5th Ward Councilmember Laura Nauser says 3 more months of the temporary ban cannot fix a problem that she says does not exist.
It was more aesthetics and so that's so subjective, and everybody you speak to is going to have a different opinion on what's aesthetically pleasing or disturbing to them. So I just felt, you know, I could have worked with any of our other processes. And again, you know, why is this taking so long to deal with this issue? It doesn't seem like it's that complicated of an issue that it takes almost a year.
The council also approved renovations for Douglas High School, including concrete walkways, wrought iron fencing, and a patio area. Andrew Nichols, KBIA News.
University of Missouri students and faculty joined together last night to honor former MU professor Arvera E. Strickland. MU's Legion of Black Collegians Student Government, LBC, and the iGUIDE leadership team hosted a candlelight vigil in memory of Strickland, who passed away April 30th at age 82. Strickland is remembered for becoming MU's first tenured black professor in 1969 and for working to add black studies into the history department's curriculum. Executive Director of iGUIDE and keynote speaker Kaylin Holloway says that Strickland should not just be remembered for being MU's first black professor, but for being a man who wanted to make Mizzou a welcome place for everyone.
He was fundamental. He was a strong advocate of bringing the black faculty, bringing black students, and not just black, minority spirit. However, he did it with respect to everyone. He was a true definition of an innovator from One Mizzou.
Holloway says that he is pleased with the turnout of the event, as he and LBC President Marnay Chavers had to work quickly to put the vigil together. Neither Holloway nor Chavers knew Strickland personally, but both say that his story is inspiring and should show all students how much of an impact one person can have on their community. Strickland is survived by his wife of 50 years, Willie, and his 2 sons, Dwayne and Bruce. House Speaker Tim Jones has formed a committee he says will thoroughly investigate the Department of Revenue. As Marshall Griffin tells us, the committee will look at the scanning of source documents for driver's licenses, concealed carry applicants, and the release of some documents to the federal government.
Jones says the committee is necessary because the Nixon administration has not fully cooperated with lawmakers' efforts to get answers to everything that's happened and why.
If the Nixon administration refuses to cooperate, we will compel them to do so by issuing subpoenas. The Department of Revenue's scanning, storage, and release of Missourians' private information is a serious matter.
Jones stopped short of saying whether the new committee would try to compel the governor to testify. Meanwhile, he confirmed to reporters that last week's attempt to access the state's concealed carry list was part of a House investigation, but provided no new details into that incident. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
The Boone County Sheriff's Department says the total number of concealed carry permits has increased in Boone County in the last 6 years. This includes those newly issued and renewed. Chief Deputy Major Tom Redden says the department issued 1,770 concealed carry permits last year. That's compared to 490 permits in 2007. Major Redden says the department does not know specifically why more people want a concealed carry firearm in Missouri, and says there may be several factors.
Whether it's political climate, whether it's recent current events, whether it's just I've wanted one for a long time and just finally did it, they're as vast as they are people out there.
Redden says the public expects the sheriff's department to attribute the rise in permits to the recent mass shootings. However, he says the department does not analyze why more people in Boone County have applied for concealed carry permits. He says the department just focuses on following the statute established for the process. A nonprofit virtual college is getting another vote of confidence from Missouri's chief executive. Governor Jay Nixon touts Western Governors University in a new television and radio ad airing in Columbia, St. Louis, and other major media markets. The online university was formed in 1997 by governors of states in the Western U.S. It arrived in Missouri this year as Nixon and other officials try to increase college completion rates and boost Missouri's graduation rate. Western Governors University targets working adults and allows students to complete courses at their own pace. In the ad, Nixon says the state, quote, has great opportunities for higher education, and I'm proud to say we've just added one more, WGU, Missouri, end quote. He announced the school's arrival in January's State of the State address. Colleges in Missouri may need to create new tuberculosis testing policies in the near future. A bill has been sent to Governor Nixon for approval, which will require Missouri colleges to develop targeted testing programs for TB. The sponsor of this bill, Senator David Sater, says these programs will be meant to bring awareness to the seriousness of TB.
We're just going to give the brochure to certain students to find out which countries they're from, which countries they've visited, whether or not they've come in contact with anybody with TB.
Sater says 53% of all TB cases are foreign exchange students. Under this bill, individuals that do not comply with these programs will not be able to enroll in classes at their university. Sater says he is very confident Governor Nixon will approve the bill. The Missouri General Assembly has sent Governor Jay Nixon legislation that would provide a targeted rollback of the state's prevailing wage. The bill would eliminate the prevailing wage in third and fourth class rural counties and only for school construction and other public works projects. It was sponsored by GOP House member Casey Guernsey, who represents Harrison and three other counties in rural northwest Missouri.
There hasn't been a school built in my district, aside from one, in my lifetime. I'm 31 years old. Every single one of them, and I represent 19 school districts, has significant construction or maintenance projects that has to be done.
The bill was passed by the Missouri House yesterday and the Senate last week. It would require wage surveys to be split between union and non-union employers, and the prevailing wage would be set by the group that reported more hours of work. Labor union groups have fought against several bills this year, proposing to either limit or completely scrap the prevailing wage, saying that it could lead to cut-rate contractors flooding into Missouri from other states. The City of Columbia Parks and Recreation Department is reviewing its 10-year development plan. KBIA's Joshua Teasley has details.
The Parks Development Plan includes 22 additional neighborhood parks and 20 new trail projects. The department is using suggestions from the public to shape the proposal and for ideas to improve its current facilities. Superintendent of Planning and Development Mike Snyder says public feedback is important for improvement.
We went through and we evaluated all of our existing parks and facilities and decided, you know, what type of work will need to be done to update and maintain and do further improvements to all of our existing parks as well. They've got some really good ideas on how we can improve those facilities.
Columbia resident Mike Dennehy is the host of Boone County's annual Peddler's Jamboree. The Jamboree is a festival for bike riders on Memorial Day weekend that attracts more than 2,000 people. Dennehy says he is happy with the city's ambition to continually improve their recreation facilities and that most people take it for granted.
I think people take for granted maintained trails. You don't notice it when it's maintained, but trails like this you notice when they're not maintained.
The revised proposal will be submitted through public process and for the City Council to adopt this summer. Joshua Teasley, KBIA News.
The Columbia Police Department has released the 2012 annual report, revealing significantly fewer arrests than in 2011. The 2012 report indicated there were fewer than 4,000 in-custody arrests. That's compared to the 5,700 in-custody arrests that occurred in 2011. Also, the number of incidents requiring use of force decreased 27% from 2011 to 2012. Planning and research manager Chad Craig says the police department took extra measures during winter break to increase safety in Columbia. The report also revealed more compliments and fewer complaints for the police department than the 2011 report. For KBIA News, I'm Lucas Hudson.